Well, coming up this weekend is the 41st annual Green Ridge Steam and Gas Antique Engine Show up there near Irwin. Folks have a good time at that each and every year with lots of stuff to see. Brad Knutson is with us here this morning. Brad with the organization that helps to plan that, I believe president. Is that correct, Brad?
Yes, that's correct.
Very good. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Fun to be here.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, let's talk about Green Ridge. How long does it take to plan each year's show? Is it a full year effort?
Pretty much, yeah. Yep. And we've got a pretty good membership, but that membership dwindling. But we're small and but we're mighty. We put on a pretty nice show for a family fun show. So
you betcha. Hey, how did you get involved in this in the first place?
My dad was involved there kind of towards the beginning of it. This is our 41st annual event, so yeah, I was out there when knee high to a grasshopper. So
so you were a legacy. You didn't have much choice.
Yep.
Very good. Well, this stuff was pretty important to your dad then.
Yes. Yep.
And I suppose he probably used some of this equipment.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And they're carrying on, you know, the stories and traditions of yesteryear, and that's kind of what we're about. We're preserving the past for the future.
Yeah, you bet. That's why a lot of folks come out, because it's kind of an opportunity to remember a little bit of how things used to be on the farm. Hey, let's talk a little bit about what you got going on here this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. What kind of events will folks see?
It's a pretty neat deal. $5 to get in. And that's good for both days. We've got the field demonstrations, like you mentioned, kind of the shelling corn or threshing oats, doing some stationary baling, things of that nature out in the field. The blacksmith shop is up and running. We're making brooms. We're cooking sorghum for sorghum molasses. Sawmilling. There's things for the ladies in the house, some displays and that. And then we've got a nice flea market that you can buy your knickknacks and little antiques and things of that nature.
Very good. Is this a lot of stuff that goes on year after year?
Yeah, pretty much, yep. And every year we try to change some things a little bit and add things. And like I said, just it's kind of a neat, unique history lesson around every corner out there. So
yeah, you bet. Some of this antique machinery and things that you use, is that are those donated items?
Some are donated. Some of them are donated for just our use and whatnot. Some are just donated to the club, and then a lot of the members have their own exhibits . So it's kind of a neat deal how everybody kind of pitches in and works out pretty good.
Well, it's got to work that way. It's the only way you can make the whole thing work for a good weekend like this.
Yeah.
Hey, I see on the flyer here it says a Birds of Prey presentation. What is that?
Yeah, Christina from the Shelby County Conservation Commission, she usually brings up a bald eagle, maybe a red-tailed hawk, an owl, things of that nature, and she gives a really good presentation. And I mean, you're sitting right real close to the birds, and she does a really good job of explaining, about them and their habitat and kind of what they go through and how they're rehabilitated. These have been injured or saved one way or another, and she goes around, comes out, and gives a really nice presentation of that.
Oh, very good. Well, that's something everyone can enjoy.
Yes, yep.
Excellent. Well, I assume the food is probably pretty good at Green Ridge, right?
Yes, it is. Yep. It's our ladies of the club kind of take care of that. And, real good food. And we've got homemade ice cream to go along with the pie for dessert. So, yeah, they put in a lot of hard work and effort there.
Well, I know you've got something for everyone when they come out to Green Ridge. The kids are covered, too. They've got some activities?
Yeah, yep. Actually, on Friday, we have our school kids' day where they come out. And we put on our little demonstrations, give them a little tour. That way they can kind of have their hands-on and see it up close and explain that. And then on Saturday, we got little things for them to do off and on all day. And then we've got a pedal pole contest after dinner there on Saturday, in kind of a money grab deal out of some straw. They get dirty, which that's what it's all about, and they wash up, clean up real nice afterwards. But, it's real nice, and that's what kind of that preserving the past for a future. We like to get the kids involved and see what happened, years ago, and it's kind of neat seeing their faces light up, their questions and things of that nature. So that's good to see.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and while it's only $5 admittance, and that's good for both days, then you also, some of the children get in free, right?
Yeah, it's 6 and under, get in free, and pretty cheap entertainment for $5. And then at the end of the day, at 5 o'clock, we usually have our parade, and that's always kind of neat seeing everybody come through with their pride and joy.
You bet. Now, the parade Saturday, Sunday, or both days?
Both days, yep, at 5 o'clock.
Excellent. Now, I see you've got live music listed here as well for entertainment. What kind of entertainment will you have?
We just kind of whoever wants to show up, and, exhibitors and musicians are all welcome. Bring your guitar, fiddle. There's a couple guys going around with, I think they call them cigar boxes. Just play around the ground floor. We do have a stage and seating there for their enjoyment. So anybody, welcome to come do that also. So
yeah. You just leave that wide open for folks. Very good. And I assume there'll be some shopping and things like that of that nature.
With our flea market. And then there, we got some sorghum molasses for sale and cedar chips and cedar shingles, brooms. We make the brooms and things like that. And, of course, we've got the good food and popcorn and, I think, snow cones and things like that, too. So
you bet. Well, so some of the stuff that's going to be made there during this time will actually be for sale, too.
Yep, that's correct.
Oh, very good. Well, they can take home a little bit of the past then with them. Awesome. Excellent. Well, let's tell them where it is. Brad, you want to explain to them how they get to the Green Ridge Show?
Okay, there will be signs posted from Highway 44 and Highway 59, but it's 1 mile south of Irwin on Highway M-47, and then it's 1 mile west, and then it'd be approximately a mile and a half south.
Okay, very good. Just follow the signs, right?
Yep.
All right. Just get to that area north of Harlan, up in the Irwin area, and follow those signs. They'll get you there. Excellent.
Yeah.
And just bring that $5 bill with you, because that's all it's going to cost you to get in the door. It's a pretty good deal, and I know you've got some opportunities there. Some folks do some camping over the weekend?
Yep. Camping, pretty reasonable. We've got some electrical hookups, kind of on a first-come, first-served basis in that. So it's kind of nice to sit back and relax afterwards and kind of reminisce and enjoy the company and beautiful scene up on the ridge up there.
You bet. Well, let's hope the weather stays nice like it has here lately, and then you'll have a wonderful show. You bet. That's coming up this Saturday and Sunday, September 16th and 17th. What time do the gates open?
Oh, usually about 8.
Okay.
Kind of get rolling and we do have, I should mention, we do have breakfast on both days, so come out and have biscuits and gravy, and I think we got pancakes on Sunday morning there. And then thinking of Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a cowboy church service, and yours truly will be leading that. So that was kind of, that'd be fun again. I done it for the first time last year, and we'll do it again this year.
Excellent. All right, very good. Something else to look forward to. Again, that's from Irwin. You're going 2 miles south, a mile west, and another mile and a half south. And if that confuses you slightly, just head up toward the Irwin area and follow those signs. They'll get you right there. They want to make sure you have a good time there at the 41st Annual Green Ridge Steam and Gas Antique Engine Show. Hey, Brad Knutson, president of the organization, thanks for joining us here this morning. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Thank you. And we'll sure welcome everybody out there.